You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
One thing only, it's time to bring on Stephanie Keynes from Birdfeeder to chat about the band's new single, Castles. Morena, Stephanie, how are you doing?
Morena, good to talk to you.
Yeah, I hear you're kind of on a break in the back rooms of your workplace.
Yeah, I'm in my break room at work right now, looking out at a very grey, rainy, cold day here in the capital.
But true. I'll show you what's happening in Dunedin. Can you see outside that window, or is it pretty bright? I can't really see a whole lot.
There's flaring sunlight.
Yeah. It's quite blue, but it's also a bit cold today down here. Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. Do you prefer to be called Steph or Stephanie?
Either is fine. Yes.
Either is fine. Cool. Might as well go with Stephanie. Now, the new track, Castles. Are you a big fan of Castles?
when I can get there. but yeah, definitely in the song, like, the castle is, it's a metaphor. It's It's describing an inner world, and like I'm really into the idea of like inside, like each person, there is a landscape and there are structures, and that's kind of where you live your inner life.
Mm-hmm.
And that might like come out in dreams. But it's, for me, it's a really useful metaphor to sort of like talk about what's kind of going on inside my brain.
Mm-hmm. What kind of inner landscape do you think you got rocking up there? You got some planes with some kind of like big old French castle or a big German fort, or what's the go up there? What's your landscape look like?
This particular castle is possibly more of a bit of a grim fortress.
A temple of doom.
If you want to like really explore the metaphor, like a castle is kind of, it's a defensive structure, but it's also kind of a prison.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely the theme of the song, is kind of being trapped in this defensive fortress and kind of pacing around and not really being able to find the way out.
Mm. Have you ever been to Castle Street down here? I get that vibe when I visit Castle Street.
Which one's that?
That's the party street where all the, like, all the alcoholic students hang out. they trash it all the time. Yeah, it's quite kind of renowned for being, you know, a bit of a party zone, but it's quite, mm-hmm. it is quite, it feels like a prison sometimes when you go through there. I think I read it in the press release that, and you've touched on it here, but the track kind of, Castle describes the sensation of being trapped in one's own skull, but with the possibility of liberation on the horizon, which is inspired by your feeling of returning to Aotearoa after a long period of traveling and experiencing a Saturn return crisis. Where were you traveling, and what is a Saturn return crisis? Is this some astrology chat?
The travel was I went to Mexico with my partner, Josh, who's also the drummer in our band. We did a six-month bike tour around Mexico, and it was pretty much the best time of our lives. And this was about 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came back, and kind of what happened was that we'd spent all of our money, and we didn't have jobs, and we didn't have any way to live.
Mm.
And it took a really long time to get back on our feet. And, I guess the Saturn return thing, it's definitely, I feel like it's quite a commonly used phrase for people of my age, which I'm 35 now, so I feel pretty ancient. But the Saturn return, like, in astrology, that's purported to be what happens around the age of 27, when Saturn has returned to the same place that it was when you were born.
Okay.
All your chickens come home to roost,
yeah,
and the consequences of your actions become clear, and your lack of ambition and achievement in life will come back to bite you strongly.
Uh-huh.
I think you might have heard like the Soft Plastics album. It's called Saturn Return. So I think that sort of deals with like similar sort of themes. So it's this idea of this like the quarter life crisis, basically,
Which is entirely like, when you think about it, people back like maybe I don't know, 30 years ago, I doubt many people would be having that crisis. I think it's because we've got all these high expectations of ourselves that these kind of things happen. Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like some people, like, I know, go to university or whatever, and then just right out of the gate, just like charge towards the thing they want to do. And a lot of us instead don't quite know exactly what it is we want to do and take a while to find out. And you can wind up feeling like in your late 20s, like you have just completely failed in life. And it's like, and especially like the musical thing for me has been like, I feel like I spent my 20s like pottering around in various things, not quite knowing what kind of project I really wanted to like sink everything into. And then I finally figured it out that this is the thing I want to do. And it feels, sometimes it feels like I'm too late because there's always the hot new young band, and that can be, you know, kind of hard to deal with. But, you know, it's good to be here. It's good to know what you want to do, even if it's a little bit later on than some people. And there's always time.
There is always time, man. I don't know if you've seen the TV show The Bear, but it's all about, really prodigious chefs. And it's, there's one chef in it who kind of had like a midlife crisis, and in their kitchen they have a timer that reads, every second counts, you know, and that's a really important thing to think of. It's like every second counts, and I don't know, you don't need, I don't know, people's lives take entirely different directions all the time. Also, you gotta think of like, I don't know, our economic conditions are pretty precarious at the moment. Like, even if we didn't know what we wanted to do, we still can't buy a house. Like, 30, 40 years ago, people could still buy a house and not know what they wanted to do, you know? It's, at least they had more security than we do.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. It is what it is. You have to make peace with that. I guess, how did you get past that feeling of not knowing what you wanted to do? Was it just kind of telling yourself, reassuring yourself quite a lot?
I think it was just diving into music and starting this band, starting Bird Feeder, and kind of like owning my destiny there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is definitely a song that is like, definitely talks about that emergence, like just to be like, the way to get out of these holes is just to, yeah, like be brave and do something that might feel painful at first and put yourself out there. Like the way I got out of that hole was just kind of realizing that I want to be a singer and a songwriter, and that no one's going to do that for me.
No, it's has to
no
be
one's
you.
Gonna do
yeah.
for you. It's yeah. gotta, you've got to do your thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It says,
but music is like the savior of, like a lot of us kind of do it just for mental health, really, just to like, just to make sense of our existence and kind of feel like you're doing something like meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as RuPaul says, you know, you never give your inner saboteur power. You never want to do that, because then you just lead on a road to self-destruction. the video.
Wisdom.
Yes.
Wisdom.
Good RuPaul wisdom there. The video for Castle, it's pretty buzzy. It's got you and your bandmates playing in front of a cliff on a beach, with kind of like, I don't know, leads plugged into the ground. And at one point, the drummer's kick drum becomes a log, which is really sick. if the earth made music, what do you think it would sound like?
Yeah,
would it be real like hardcore metal, like telling humans to piss off, or whatever? Like ambient? Would it be like,
it's something that, like, also that video was like very much improvised. It was just like we were on tour, we were staying with a friend who is a filmmaker, and he was like, do you want to shoot a video? And we're like, yes, at which point we didn't actually have a finished song to work with, and we just like said okay, and we picked our best demo that we had, and then we just like headed out to the beach and Yeah, we wanted to, like, bring out all our instruments onto the beach, but, like, we couldn't get the van, like, down to the road, so we just, like, dragged our a little bit of a drum kit across and,
Yeah. Oh, it's funny because, I don't know, there's, like, a sword in the video, which apparently you hurriedly grabbed off of your friend's flatmate before filming the video. What is the story with the sword? I mean, is this a real sword, right?
I literally have no idea. It wasn't sharp. I don't really know.
Oh, okay.
It was
like a model
in the
sword.
Flat. I was like, that looks cool.
Mm.
And then it kind of almost became like the point of the video. It's like the climactic moment. See, I love those things that just like, just impulsive, spontaneous thoughts kind of come together to be somehow the perfect thing.
Mm. Yeah, it was a very, very fun video. I really like the imagery of all the leads and stuff going into the ground. I really like the imagery. It was real cool. That coupled with the trippy music was real sick. I don't have a whole lot of time left for the yarn here, but I do have two more questions left, and those are, do you have more music coming out, and do you have any shows planned? Will you be coming down to TY Punamu sometime?
I wish I could say yes to both those things. We've got like one more finished song that is going to be released sometime. We want to do an album at some point, but it's just as time and finances allow. I wish you could say that this was leading into a big album release, but not just yet. We would love to come down south again. We did come down as a couple of years ago. A show that had like live large scale shadow puppetry. And it was called The Veiled Isle, and we went to a big effort to like tour it down and went to Dunedin and Christchurch, and it was super cool, but it was extremely hard. It's quite difficult to get all the way down there, traveling across the ferry and then driving all the way down. It's expensive, so we love to come down, and like we're big fans of some of the bands in Dunedin, like Laney Blue.
Mm.
We saw them at Welcome to Nowhere Festival this year, mm-hmm. and we also saw Koizilla.
Oh, Koizilla are fantastic. Yeah, I think Zach Nickel is in those two bands, and they're just such excellent musicians. It's funny you mentioned Laney Blue, because I literally had them playlisted for after the song, after Castle. Okay. Yeah. No, they're awesome. Very cool.
So we want to come down one day, but we'll get there.
Work in progress. Yes. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show this morning, Stephanie. It was great chatting with you. I hope you have a fantastic day and that the weather in Pōneke improves or doesn't get you down too much.
Yeah, it's life, eh?
It is life. Yeah. Thank you so much. Ka kite.
All right.
Alright, that was Stephanie Kent from Birdfeeder having a great yarn with me about the band's new single Castle, which is on streaming platforms. I'm going to play it for you right now. Here is Birdfeeder with Castle. You're listening to The One. Coming up at 9:45, we have Clowning Around. Take care.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.